Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf chet, daf eight. We left off with towards the middle of 7b, Zayin Amud Bet. Today's class will be for Hashem and Malva Lachodim, Bechadam, Chenda, Barham, Barham, Shvan, Al Mechan, Nekomen, Kvasa, Man, Man, Yash, Lama, Sarafa, Dara, Rukam, Dachan, Rukam, Dachan, Rukam, Dachan, Rukam, Dachan, Rukam, Dachan, Rukam, Dachan, Iran, David Ben Yisrael, David Mitzvah. Okay, we are in the middle of page Zayin Amud Bet. Today's daf is daf chet. The Gemara begins on Zayin Amud Bet. Tana Chada, one Tana taught, Hamavi get misfina kamavi beretz Yisrael. If somebody brings a get on a ship, on a boat, it is like bringing it in Eretz Yisrael, meaning obviously he's referring to it's on a ship on the waters of Eretz Yisrael. He says as if it's in Eretz Yisrael, and you don't have to say b'fanai nichtav. V'tani idach, the other bride that says kimevi bechutz la'aretz. No, it's like you're bringing it in chutz la'aretz. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah lakashi, it's not difficult. Har Biuda, har Rabbanan. It's machloket Rabbi Yudah and Rabbanan. The Tanya, the bride that says afar chutz la'aretz haba b'sfina. If you have the dirt from chutz la'aretz that is coming on a ship la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Chayav b'maaser v'shvi'it. It is obligated in maaser and shvi'it. Rashi says, afar chutz la'aretz, v'zar'u b'tzvina v'tzamach. You planted in on the boat and something grew. So, and the Rashi says, v'tzvina shel cheresi, it's made of earthenware. V'yina tzichan dinakev v'mayita munachat v'karka. Doesn't need to have holes. And it's obligated in maaser and shvi'it, just like any other waters of Eretz Yisrael. It's like Eretz Yisrael itself. Amar Rabbi Yudah says, "Hey, Matai, when is that the case? Bizman shasvina gosheshet. That's when the ship is megasheshet bakarkara." She says, "It's like touching the ground. There's no water. It's not deep water. It's very very shallow, and so it's mamash touching the ground. Aval ena svina gosheshet patur. But if it really wasn't so close to the ground, then it would be exempt." So this is the machlok Rabbi Yudah and Rabbanan. Rabbi Yudah understands that it's only considered like Eretz Yisrael if the boat is mamash like touching the ground. Whereas Rabbanan say, no, it's like Eretz Yisrael as long as you're in the waters of Eretz Yisrael. That would be the same machlok over here. Abaye Amar, Abaye says, no, Habaha Rabbi Yudahi. It's both following the opinion of Rabbi Yudah. Velakasha, and it's not difficult. Kan bizman she'ena svina gosheshet. Kan bizman she'ena svina gosheshet. The difference is if the boat is really like very close to the ground and touching the ground or not. If it's very close to the ground, then it's considered part of Eretz Yisrael. If not, then it's not. And that would be the machloket if it's chutz la'aretz or part of Eretz Yisrael. No, simply speaking, if it's mamash very close to the ground, that is there's no waters in between it. No, lav davka levud. But I'm saying over here, the understanding is that it's mamash very close to the ground, that would be considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Amar bizera, atzitz nakuf hamunach al gavei yetedod. If let's say you have a perforated plant that already has holes and it is sitting on pegs. It's not into the ground itself. So the Gemara says, "Banu na machloket Rabbi Yudah v'Rabbanan." This is the same machloket of Rabbi Yudah and Rabbanan. Why? Rabbanan would say, the air, so it doesn't have to be planted exactly, the air is as if it's planted into the ground. Rabbi Yudah would say, no, you're only obligated ma'asem mideoraita. Whenever it is actually planted in the ground over here, it's a perforated plant. And so therefore, and it's on pegs, it's not in the ground itself. That would be the same machloket. Rabbi Yudah would say you would not be chayav b'maaser mideoraita. Amar Rava, dilma lohi, maybe that's not the case. Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Yudah hatam elo b'sfina. Over there, Rabbi Yudah's opinion was only by the ship. That's where he said that because it is not so close to the ground that it's mamash, like touching the ground, therefore it's not Eretz Yisrael. Why hasuya livroach? Because the ship is continuously moving every moment, Rashi says. Kolmar mishi holech mealechet kol sha'a. Aval atzit sheinon asui livroach lo. But maybe this type of plant that is not meant to move, maybe that would not be the same case. And so maybe he would hold differently in this regard. Maybe he wouldn't hold it and necessarily would have to mamash be planted into the ground. Inami, or maybe the other way around. Adkan lo ka'ami Rabbanan hatam elo bisfina. Over there, the Rabbanan only said in the ship, delo mafsik avira, that it is mamash sitting in the water. And de mayaki ara semichta damya. And the Rabbanan holds that the water is literally considered like the solid ground. And so that's why when the ship is in the water of Eretz Yisrael, it's like on an Eretz Yisrael land. And so therefore, he doesn't have to say b'fanay nichtav. But, aval atz itza demafsik avira lo. But maybe this plant that has this airspace between the plant and actual ground is sitting on pegs. So maybe he would hold differently. Maybe he wouldn't hold that it's considered like the ground itself. And maybe you wouldn't be obligated midoraita in maaser. Maybe that's how we hold. So you could flip it around. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, minaharod Eretz Yisrael dekuli amen lo pligi. Rav Nachman says, in the rivers and the waters of Eretz Yisrael, everybody agrees that it's like Eretz Yisrael. Ela ki pligi bayam ha-gadol. We're arguing on the Great Sea, on the Mediterranean Sea. Ditanya Zabaita says, Ezu Eretz ve'ezu chutz la'aretz. What is considered Eretz Yisrael and what is not Eretz Yisrael? Kol she'shofel yared miturei amanon ve'lifnim Eretz Yisrael. Anything that has this angle that it's pouring down from Turei Amanon, which is in Syria, downwards, velifnim, and inwards, that would be Eretz Yisrael. Miturei Amanon velachutz chutz la'aretz, and anything from Turei Amanon and outward, that would be considered chutz la'aretz. Hanisin shebayam, what about the islands in the water? We see as if it's a long stretched pulled line from those places, from Turei Amanon in Syria until Nachal Mitzrayim. Okay? Minachut velifnim Eretz Yisrael, minachut velachutz chutz la'aretz, anything with that string, that strand of land from there to there, anything inward, that's Eretz Yisrael. Outward, that's considered chutz la'aretz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shekeneged Eretz Yisrael, hareu ke Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Anything that is across from Eretz Yisrael is considered like Eretz Yisrael. Shneemar ugvul yam, vehaya lachem hayam, agadol ugvul, zeye lachem gevul yam. That's going to be the border of the water for you. Van nisin shebitzdadin, the islands on the sides of the water, ro'inotan ki ilu chut matuach alayen mikafluria vad yam okyanus. We view those islands from there, it's like a stretched out line of land from Kafluria until the ocean of Okeanus. Nachal Mitzrayim v'ad Yam Okeanus, and from Nachal Mitzrayim until Yam Okeanus, it's this long line that stretches out kind of as the border in the water of Eretz Yisrael. Minachut v'lifnim Eretz Yisrael, minachut v'lachut chutz la'aretz. From that and inward is considered Eretz Yisrael. Outward is considered chutz la'aretz. Rabbanan, okay, what do the rabbis say? Hi, ugvul, my abdile. What do they say with the word ugvul from the pasuk? They come to learn that the islands in the water is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda say about the islands? Nisin, lo tzirich hekra. He says, no, it's obvious. Obviously, the islands within the water of Eretz Yisrael are part of Eretz Yisrael, and so therefore, those also would be considered part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, someone over there with the get would not have to say, b'fanay nechtav, b'fanay nechtam. If he's bringing a get from there. Rabbi Meir Omer, Akko ke Eretz Yisrael. Now, okay, he said Akko ke Eretz Yisrael. Now we're going to talk about Syria. Is Syria considered Syria considered part of Eretz Yisrael or not? Ba'o minem Rabbi Chiya Baraba. Ha-mocher avdo le-Syria, ke-mocher b'chutz la-aretz dame, or lo? If somebody sells a slave in Syria, is it like selling outside of Israel or not? Or is it like selling in Israel? So what's the nafkamina? What's the difference if it's like selling in Israel or not? So Rashi says, Surya, he Aram Tsova, v'kivsha David hosifa l'Eretz Yisrael. It's Aram Tsova, and David conquered it and added it onto Israel. Kemocher v'chutz la'aretz, u'tanan l'kamah, we're going to learn in the Mishnah later on, ha'mocher avdo l'chutz la'aretz, yatza l'cherut. If somebody sells a slave to chutz la'aretz, he goes free. Dekansina n'lokeach, we fine the buyer. Mishum de eved shayach my mitzvot, because the eved has some mitzvot. Vasur latzed meretz haaretz lechutz laaretz. You're not allowed to leave from Eretz Yisrael to chutz laaretz. So when you send them out, the buyer, since he buys him from in Israel to outside of Israel, he loses him. He goes free. So is it considered chutz laaretz and the slave would go free, or is it considered Eretz Yisrael and he would not go free? So Amar lehu, the Gemara says teni tua. We learn Rabbi Meir Omer Akko ke Eretz Yisrael legitin. Akko is considered like Eretz Yisrael with regards to gitin. So the Gemara makes an inference. It says, "Legitin in lavadim lo." No, only for gitin do we say Akko's like Eretz Yisrael, but not for slaves. The kol sheken Surya demircha katuvan. How much more so Surya, which is even farther away from Eretz Yisrael, that it's not. It's obviously even for how much more so that if Akko is not considered part of Eretz Yisrael for slaves, how much more so Surya, which even further should not be part of Eretz Yisrael for slaves. Tanu Rabbanan, b'shlosha derachim shavta Surya l'Eretz Yisrael u'shlosha l'chutz la'aretz. There are three similarities of Surya, why it's like Eretz Yisrael and why it's like chutz la'aretz. Siman av bar rak. It's considered this mnemonic. They use this mnemonic. Afara tameh kechutz la'aretz. It's dirt in Surya. It is tameh like chutz la'aretz. V'amocher avdol v'Surya kemocher v'chutz la'aretz. Someone who sells their slave in Surya is like selling in chutz la'aretz. It goes free. V'amevi get misurya kemevi mechutz la'aretz. If somebody brings a get from Surya, it is like bringing it from chutz la'aretz. U'v'shosha la'aretz Yisrael. And there are three similarities to Eretz Yisrael. Chayevet b'maaser v'shvi'id k'Eretz Yisrael. It is obligated in maaser and shvi'id like Eretz Yisrael. V'arutzeh l'ikanes la v'tahora nichnas. If somebody wants to go into Surya, he has to go in purity. We're going to explain all of these. V'akoneh sadeh v'Surya. If somebody buys a field in Surya, k'koneh b'parvarei Yerushalayim. It's like buying it on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. We will go through these and explain. Chayevet b'maaser v'shvi'id k'Eretz Yisrael. We said it's obligated in maaser and shvi'id like Eretz Yisrael. Kasavar kibush yachid shmei kiddush, a kibush. He holds that the conquering of an individual is considered a conquering. Meaning, David HaMelech, who conquered this land of Surya, Aram Tzova, and he made it part of Eretz Yisrael, he views that as considered a conquering, and therefore it's really considered part of Eretz Yisrael with this regard for Maaser and Shvi'id. V'arotel ikanes la b'tahora nichnas. If somebody wants to enter into it, he has to do it in tahora, in purity. So the Gemara says, V'ha amart afara tameh. Hold on. You just said the dirt is tameh. Now you're saying when I go into the land, I have to do it in purity. But if the dirt is already tameh, what does that mean? How do I go in purity? So the Gemara says, "Bishida teva umigdal." You go in some type of box that covers you altogether, so it doesn't make you tameh. The Tanya, "Hanichnas la'eretz ha'amin bishida teva umigdal, Rabbi metameh, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda metaher." If somebody goes into one of the nation's lands, that there's a gzerah that they made the nation's lands considered tameh. So he says if somebody goes into one of those lands, but he's completely covered, he's in one of these boxes, or like a towered covered box or coffin or something like that that's completely covered, and he's brought in like that no avir goes in, is opened up to be able to make him tameh. Rabbi says he still becomes tameh. Rabbi Yossi says no, he stays tahor. Va'afilu Rabbi lo kam mitameh ela be'eretz ha'amim. Rabbi is only saying he's tameh in the other nation's land, the non-Jews' land. The gazru al kushav al avira, we made a gezerah on their dirt and on the air of those lands. Aval Surya, but Surya al gusha gazru al avira lo gazru. On the dirt they made a gezerah that it's tameh, but not on the avir. The land, the area, the space, the air is not considered tameh. So therefore, if a person is carried in there, it would not be considered tameh. That's what it's saying, that you go in, you should go in b'tahora. Somebody buys a field in Surya, it's like buying it in the outskirts of Yerushalayim. This is a very important halakha. You're allowed to write the shtar mechira, the document of a sale, even on Shabbat.
For Israel.
When you're moving to Israel, if you want to buy a plot from a goy in Israel, Surya is included. Surya is considered part of this with disregard. You want to buy it. Even on Shabbat, you'd be allowed to do it because it's Letzorach Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, how do you write on Shabbat? There's a Isur Deoraita. One of the 39 Melachot is writing on Shabbat. So the Gemara says, B'Shabbat Salkedat, actually on Shabbat? The Gemara says, K'dama Rava. Like Rava says, Omer Lover Kachavim Ve'ose. You tell a non-Jew and he writes it. Hachanami Omer Lover Kachavim Ve'ose. So to rear, you tell a non-Jew to write it and he writes it. Hold on a sec. You're not allowed to ask anything you're not allowed to do. You cannot ask a non-Jew to do for you. It's an Isur Derabbanan called Shivut. So how could you be allowed to do this? For living in Israel, the Chachamim don't make a gezerah. That if you want to buy a plot in Israel from a goy, halakha lemaaseh, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, they say that if you want to buy land in Israel and you're a Jew and you're buying from a Goy and it's Shabbat, you're allowed to buy it and you're allowed to even have the Goy write the sale document on Shabbat in order to finish it off. You know, so you buy the land so that you can be able to move into Eretz Yisrael, because the mitzvah from the Torah we hold to move and live in Eretz Yisrael. Every moment you're in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah from the Torah. So therefore, even on Shabbat, you can ask a goy to do it, because the Chachamim did not make a gezerah in that case. Now, obviously, in general, you're not be allowed to ask a goy to do melacha for you. In this regard, is where it would be lenient, because you're asking a goy, it would be the Rabbanan, and when it's a tzorach mitzvah like this, the Chachamim would be lenient in this regard. Okay, I think we'll stop there for today. This is a new topic. Yeah, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. The first part of the daf was somebody who brings a get on a sfina, on a ship. If the waters of Eretz Yisrael are considered like Eretz Yisrael, we brought a machloket, or we brought a Rabbi Yehuda, understanding two different opinions depending on how close to the ground. Then the second part of the daf was what's considered Eretz Yisrael and what's considered Chutz La'aretz, when we brought different borders explaining what it was and different opinions, if the islands are included or they're not. So on and so forth. The third part of the daf was about Surya. Is Surya considered like Eretz Yisrael or not? We said three ways yes, three ways no. Okay, what were the three ways for each? So we explained that it's like Chutz La'aretz, because it's dirt, is Tameh. Someone who sells their slave would go free. And somebody brings a get from Surya is like Chutz La'aretz. And the three ways like Eretz Yisrael is that it's Chayav and Ma'aser and Shu'id. Somebody wants to go in there, has to go in purity. And you're allowed to even buy the land and have the goy write the sale document on Shabbat, because it's like Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam quotes this in Halachot as well, as does the Shulchan Aruch. Then the last part of the daf, which was the Amud Bet, was really going through and explaining all of these six cases that we gave, the three for Surya and the three for Eretz Yisrael, three for Chutz La'aretz, three for Eretz Yisrael of Surya, and how we explain that they're like, how we explain Surya is like Chutz La'aretz, and how we explain the Surya is also like Eretz Yisrael. And in Halakha, it's like that. In some instances, it's like Chutz La'aretz, and in some instances, like Eretz Yisrael. One of them was the buying of land of plot. Surya is considered part of Eretz Yisrael in that regard. So we'll stop it for today. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen. Amen.